Zechanishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Silchas, the Zechanishmas Daniel Shainamas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. So this week schedule will be a little bit different than normal. We're going to have today, tomorrow, Bez Hashem should be Bez Hashem regular. And Wednesday, we'll have the Chumash here on Wednesday this week. And then Thursday, always on Thanksgiving, I give the shiur in Queens, even though I'm not going to Queens, but we can give you the Zoom number, and you could, it's going to be the shiur. It's the packet that I already gave in the summer, those that heard that shiur about Tzira for Minyan, plus some other additions to the shiur. So that'll be on Thursday, so we're not going to have our regular thing on Thursday, but we'll have like we normally have this week that I'll give the shiur in Queens on Thursday.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay. So let us... we're now in Package Yud Beis still. And we are on page 16 in Package Yud Beis. So in Os Reish Mem Ches, page 16. Tam Sha'osim B'Shavas Yud Beis L'chomim. Right, so there's a minug. You see that it's pointed out by the Rebbes. They have this. They have 12 challahs. You know, on Shabbos, they make hamotzi on 12 challahs. Shachta mentioned that. Dugmas lechem aponim. So because the lechem aponim was 12 challahs. So the same idea is, and lechem aponim was every Shabbos is when they brought a new set of lechem aponim, right? So every Shabbos they brought a new set of lechem aponim. So as even though the lechem mishnah is the zecher to the man, it's not the zecher to lechem aponim. But since the lechem aponim were on Shabbos, so there was a. An Indian to make some zecher for the lechem aponim, which is an interesting idea. So he says, so tam she'osim b'shabbos yud beid lechomim dugmas lechem aponim lechem kevin shegam b'shabbos shechal bo yontif, and even when Shabbos fell out on yontif, hayim sadr lechem aponim lechem osim yud beid lechomim gam hayom. Because it has to be a Shabbos. Yontif, we have Lechem Mishnah, but you don't have the Zecher of the 12 loaves. Because they didn't change the Lechem Aponim on Yontif. If it was Yontif fell on Shabbos, then it was they had the Yud Beis Lechem. But on a just a regular weekday, not. Ayin Shari Tshuva, Ayin Mate Ephraim, etc. And then, keep going. And Simon Reish Mem Tes, Tam Shetzorach Lirchotz B'Mayim Chamim Be'erv Shabbos. So, I mean, this is more, Mayim Chayim, there's an Indian to cover Shabbos, so why Mayim Chayim Chamim? So the simple shot is because you do a better job cleaning yourself instead of cold water. So Dugmas Hatfil, but he says Dugmas Hatfil Shetovim Hanashama Bahar Dinor Vahasim Menu Kisme Havonos. He says it's brought down that the neshama gets toveled in Nahar to cleanse it from. And the Avonos, I guess, on Erev Shabbos. Kein al yedei rechitzas u'mecham le'ashavas yusur me'odom kisme avonosov. So, besides the... Besides the physical...
No, sorry, it took me a while to get...
You hear, Rabbi Harari?
It took me a while to get on. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
So, with the Lucha Mishnah, there might be a zecher as to the shape, to the Lucha Mishnah, as to the shape, whether it's a Sina or a Teva.
Right, right. Yeah, my chef always likes to say that over. Yeah. So for kids, right, Rav Shachar's mentioned this, the two opinions of what the shape of the Lechem Apanim were. Was it it could be that's the different minhagim of the shape of, Rav Shachar mentioned different minhagim of the shape of the challah, whether it's like a Sfina Rokedis or a Teva Prutza, whether it's like a Sfina boat, it's more like the challah that's the shape like a boat, or it's like a box shape, like a Teva Prutza. Those are, you have to mention this idea. So even though many of us aren't taking 12 loaves of challah on the table on Shabbos, because we're not making a zecher to Lechem Apanim, but as Rav Shachar mentioned, we still maybe have a zecher in terms of the shape of the challahs. But he says that the reason to wash the Mayim Chamim is also a metaphysical thing. That it's not only to clean your body, but it's to cleanse the neshama. And we said that Erev Shabbos is his man tshuva. Because we said right from the Shalah and the Agra Dekala that whenever you're ending a unit, right, the end of Shabbos is mincha time is man tshuva. The end of the week is man tshuva. The end of the month is his man tshuva. So the same thing over here. So Erev Shabbos is the end of the week. So he quotes that from the Vash Lefi. That's, I think, the Chidah. One of his svarim is the Vash Lefi. The Chaim Rechitza Zu Yichavim Havriach Harav Azuma Shal Aguf. So he says, with the Rechitza that you have on Erev Shabbos, you should have Kavana to get rid of the Ra and the Zuma Mashal Aguf. So it's a dual aspect. It's the aspect of the maybe the physical lichluch, but it's also the spiritual lichluch. That's the idea that's being said over here. Okay, and then he has here. So that's another. We're going through all the different minhagim that are for Erev Shabbos minhagim. So that's the last one we said was washing the body. That's Reish Mem Tes. Okay, then. Tam Shanikra Yom Shishi Erev Shabbos. So he says, why is it called Erev Shabbos? So he writes over here on reason. Well, what's the Lashon of Erev Shabbos? He says, Lashon Taruvus, page 17. Ki Yom HaShishi is Erev Shom. Kedushas Shabbos Haba. He says, Erev is Lashon Taruvus.
You Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh.
Yeah, exactly. Like Rabbi Hess just said, you could be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Ki Yom HaShishi Yis'arev Shem Kedushas Shabbos Haba. Erev Shabbos Hu HaMemutza Ben HaShabbos VaAchol. Right, it's the bridge between the weekday and... In other words, you can't be Mosif Al HaKodesh on Thursday. Or Rabbi Tzadik, Korn Mekiddush Yom HaShishi Ve'chul HaShemayim V'yachad Agam Sh'yikal Lokim Yom HaShvi Yibemes Yom HaShishi HaMechaber. So therefore, in Kiddush we mention Friday, Yom HaShishi. Right? And then we start V'yachul HaShemayim. Agam Sh'yikal Lokim Yom HaShvi Melachto Yibemes Yom HaShishi HaMechaber Es Yom HaShabbos L'chol. V'remeze Anu Korim Es Lel Shabbos Al Yom HaShishi. So they says that's the minhag that we call Erev Shabbos by Yom HaShishi. Shekorim Malaz Freitag zu Nacht. You know, Friday at night. So we're speaking from the perspective of Friday, because Friday is the bridge. Because shouldn't make sense to mention coming into Shabbos, call that Shabbos Tzunacht. And Lel Yitzias Shabbos Halachol, Yalayel Halachas Acharayom. Right? In other words, the Laila is part of the next day. So why do you call it Freitag zu Nacht? You're calling it Rakit Mor Kanal Kedushas HaShabbos and Mishariv B'chol. That the Kedushas Shabbos gets mixed in the Chol. So therefore, L'chein Gam B'leil Motzei Shabbos Korim Al Shem Shabbos. So Shekedusha Shabbos Mashpil Meyachol. He says Zera Kodesh. That's Rav Tan Lev Ravchutz. So Kedusha Shabbos is Misarev, and the Kedusha Shabbos is Misarev with the Chol, so that's why we say it's Freitag zu Nacht. And Leil Motzei Shabbos is because, in other words, in the beginning of Shabbos is the Kedusha Shabbos from Shabbos on Friday. And then you have the Kedusha Shabbos of Shabbos on the weekday. So you say Shabbos zu Nacht, and Freitag zu Nacht, because you want to show those two ideas, that the Kedusha of Friday is getting Kedusha Shabbos, and then Sunday is getting Kedusha Shabbos. Okay, so that's the idea that he's saying over here. And then the last thing here is Tam Shem Menogim Shem Menichim Es Achalos Al HaShulchan. In other words, what's the proper way of bringing down? So should you put the challahs on the table? What do you think? Should the challahs be on the table when you're making kiddush, or should they not be on the table when you're making kiddush? What's the pashup shot? What would you say?
If you wash before Kiddush,
yeah. But either way, even if you wash, you don't wash, is it... So the Pashuk Shad, the challahs shouldn't be on the table. Because you're supposed to bring the challahs out, the covered Shabbos. So the Pashuk Shad is that not to have the... In other words, really, the Shilta says in Arvi Pesachim that when you make Kiddush, then you're officially declaring Shabbos. Right? You're officially declaring Shabbos. So then you bring out the... They used to have these small tables, these little small tables. So then they would bring out the what? The table covered Shabbos, because Shabbos is already officially... We officially declared Shabbos in this room. So now the tables are in the other room. And that's the food, the challahs, were with those tables in the other room. Today, we don't have these little tables. We have one big table, so we're not going to bring that one big table into another room. So that's why, the Shulta says, that's why we cover the Chalas. Rav Shechter says in a Sefer from Rav Soloveitchik that he thought, everyone knows about, you know, not to embarrass the Challah, but he says he doesn't think that's the Iker. Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that was the Iker idea. He says the Iker reason is the Shultas, is that you cover the Challahs, so this way, it's if the Challahs were in a different room. And now, after you make Kiddush, you bring it out, the covered Shabbos. So really, it would be better not even to bring the challahs out in the first place, right? It would be better to leave the challahs in the kitchen and make Kiddush and then bring the challahs in. That would make more sense.
What about the Indian of having them on the table so that it doesn't become a bump?
Oh, so, over, oh. Yeah, so that's what I'm leading up to that. So really, the idea of there is not to have them on the table, really. So this way, because we put them on the table and we cover it as if they're masuluk. But the better masuluk would be not even to bring them there. So then what's the point of even bringing this? So he writes the minhag on Reish Nun Aleph on page 17, Tabsha Nogim Shemenichim Esachalos Al Shulchan Erev Shabbos V'ad Yom Kodem Adlokas Neirs Because, in other words, we know that if you have muktzah on the table that you're planning to leave on the table and you're putting it there purposely and you want to leave it there for the whole Shabbos, so then not only that's muktzah, but the table itself becomes muktzah. Then you can't even move the table.
What, right? What happens if you have a sefer or you have a sperm on the table?
So that's what he writes here. Yeah, aval meniach kodem es achala. But if you put the challah there, that's what Dr. Presby is saying. If you put the challah there beforehand, so therefore the table now is a basis ledover osa and ledover heter. The heter choshev yosef me isser shereitzarich v'su the Shabbos. So therefore, and it's more choshev, the challah is more choshev than. Then what? Then the fire, and you need it for the suda. So, and therefore we put it. So therefore, really, in other words, basically, we're saying is really you shouldn't have the challahs on the table till after Kiddush. Really, there shouldn't be challahs on the table till after Kiddush, because that's the idea. You're bringing the food out, the kavod Shabbos. And really, it would be better if we had a little like the Chazal had. They had the little tables. And then they would bring him out, but we don't have the little tables. We have a big table, so we're not going to put the big table in another room and make Kiddush and then bring the whole big table out. That's going to be a little bit cumbersome, so we don't do that either. So therefore, but we want to have we don't want the table to become a basis, so. So therefore we put the like Dr. Presby was saying, we put the challahs out so beforehand, so they'll so this way the candles won't make it it'll be a basis l'davar aser l'davar heter, and therefore the suda is more chashiv than the fire, etc.
How about just the rest of the table? The rest of the set table isn't that you want to use that. But that's for it.
He's saying, what about the forks and the things? Is that because what do you need the challahs for? What did you, it was the fact that you have the plates on the knives and the forks. So could that take away the problem?
I would say if the food, the challah is good for that. I would say the dishes and this and the cutlery would also because it's also sort
of the suda, right?
Pashtas, no?
Right. Unless unless they didn't, when he was talking, they didn't have the plates on the table. They only had the challah. and the leichter. It's hard to know what they had. But you're right. What Rabbi Hess is saying is, if the plates and the forks should also, like what Jacob said. Then he has another fascinating idea in the next piece here. He says, "Tam to novel the cross halachomim ba'ofen lekovet Shabbos kodesh shem chala." Why do we call it, the chala? Why do we call it chala? Right? It's bread. It's lechem. Why is it called chala? He says, "Ki al yedei shekorim ha'isa b'shem chala omrim nase chala." Very fascinating thing. This way, the challah is the mitzvah that you take your mafish from the dough. But since we call our bread on Shabbos challah, that'll remind us that we, when we speak about the challah. You say so many times the challah, you'll remind yourself that you have to be mafish challah. To remind us that, that's just a funny idea. Why do you call it the whole week we don't call it challah, we call it bread, lechem. All of a sudden we call this the shteil lechem challah. So it's called challah because to remind us to be mafish challah. On days shem zeh mitkar dechir lito challah kevin sheshma v'atzmiusa shel isahi meskeres. Okay, that's another idea. Okay, so that's another idea here. And there, page 18. Okay, now he talks about cutting nails. Okay, I don't have much. Tam shenogim ha'olam lachtoch v'sakin eze dover acher netilas yadayim. Netilas sipornayim. There's a minute that we cut something. After we cut our nails for Shabbos, we cut something else. The Isa himself is needed, he cuts eze dover leislamba. Was because we know that the Tzivas Tzipornayim, if the nails around, they could be mazik. I think Gemara speaks about mazik, a pregnant lady, they could be mazik. Yikat Zezadov Leis Lama, Va'olam Nogim Lasos Tarti L'Tivusa, Lachtoch Ezadov V'Gam L'Sorfon. So there's a minute to cut something and to burn them. I mean, most of us don't burn the nails today. Okay, then one last thing in this packet from the Sefer Toldos Aharon, and then we go on to the next packet. The next packet, I believe, is about eating meat on Shabbos. Even though now after this we're basically finished with Erev Shabbos. We're going to go to Shabbos itself, Kiddush, and things like that. But there's one topic I wanted to talk about it because. We were talking about the Indian, whether you're allowed to eat meat on Friday or not. You should eat meat, So I wanted to discuss in the next packet about is there an Indian to eat meat dafka on Shabbos? Because on Yontif, we mocked to eat meat, it's simcha, but questions on Shabbos. Should also, and the minute we have is we eat meat on Shabbos. Fakir, in certain places, when they, like on Shavuos, so they'll have milchik. But if Shavuos, one of the days of Shabbos, the Shabbos meals, it became such a minhag that we have fleishik on Shabbos, that usually the Shabbos meal, we always make fleishik. Even people who have milchik during the Yontif meal wouldn't do that necessarily on one of the Shabbos sticker Yontif meals. That became, that's the whole thing. But he says here, he also discusses this idea of Shabbos being, Friday being a special day of tshuva and things like that. And the Sefer told us, Aaron, he writes here on page 21, the same idea. He says, Erev Shabbos is like Erev Yom Kippur. And you should have to be mefashbish ma'isav. Shu sof hashana. Kach Erev Shabbos kodesh shu sof sheshit yimei habreishus. Hein tzarech lisvados l'kabal atzmo kedusha v'taro gedola. So he says a fascinating idea that this idea that we've seen before, that it's a special time like Erev Yom Kippur. So it has a special kedusha. But then he writes a fascinating idea that he says, "Tzarich she'ir shalom lahafzik b'dibur chol achar tefilas mikvah shel erev Shabbos kodesh." So he says, "You're going to mikvah right before Shabbos. You shouldn't be mafzik b'dibur shel chol till let Shabbos come in." So you go to mikveh right till Kedusha Shabbos, you daven, you say whatever you do, you say Shir Hashirim, but you shouldn't have a Dibur Shel Chol being mafsik between the mikveh and the Knesset of Shabbos. So because now you made yourself the Kedusha of Tara, and now you want to come and you want to attach yourself with the Yira. As the pasuk says, if you have a hesach hadas, it goes away. So you want to make sure that you're going to the mikveh, you're preparing yourself for the Shabbos, then you go right into the Shabbos. You're not mafsik b'divur shalchol. Kach v'shomru b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos la'asos ha-chona, page 22, v'chol shukol dover shahatzarach shmira hi b'chines mekabel.
Glasses ha-shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi, we are having the choppiness issues. We want to try to regroup or something.
Have you choppy this issue? So, what, should I call in something?
Yeah, I can't even hear Rebbe's response.
Should I call?
Yeah, I mean, now it's fine. Do we want to play by ear, see another 2 minutes, and
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We'll be okay.
Now it's fine, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
It's all the mask.
It's all the mask. Yeah, so therefore, she called Dovish a Turk Shmira who became a Makama Lassos as Hashabas Lazam Hainul Dor Tom. She had Amhir Sayira Ilah, Dira, Zehu Asiya Shal Shabas, Bris Olam, Kashar Sassam, Bris Olam Hainu, Borpane Melf, Shu Yira Ilah. She Adam Shaosa Khana Zos, Pimosa. Okay, these are very esoteric ideas of but this notion of Shabbos being a special day of tshuva like Erev Yom Kippur, and this idea of the sof, this idea is repeated here as well He says, "Lachin tzarich lizvados." I don't know, does anyone, do you know anyone does that? Does a vidoy on Erev Shabbos? I don't know about, but it's a real, he says, even the concept of even doing a vidoy on Erev Shabbos. It says, fascinating idea. But Erev Shabbos has a special Kedusha. And we say that, as we said before, that when a person goes to the mikveh, it's not only his physical body, but it's the neshama as well that's getting cleansed. The neshama itself is getting cleansed, and because that's this time is the Yom Tshuva, and that's why we saw that that. So we're coming with Kabbalah Shabbos, where okay. So that's the so this is this idea of the of Tshuva and Shabbos is in many Sfarim. This notion of we saw the Agud the Kala, the Parshas Bamidbar, and here we saw the Toldos Aaron, and all these ideas, and then we the Eliyahu Rava was the first one we saw. Eliyahu Rava says that you Fashbish B'Masav. Whole Erev Shabbos. The time of Yifashvish Ramasav. So that's, you know, there's a lot of things to keep in mind at Erev Shabbos. Sometimes we forget the significance of Erev Shabbos. So that's the idea here. That Yifashvish Ramasav. And it's interesting here on page 17 in the bottom. He quotes from the Sefer Chassidim. He says, "Oy lahem laosam hamamtinim losatef mishabbos l'shabbos kedei shlo yischaku alem bnei adam peyish chidosham. Oy lahem laosam shalel shabbos einim levushim malbus shabbos." People who wouldn't wear malbus or shabbos on erev shabbos, and it's problem with big day chol. Far habokar lo yibash big day shabbos. B'chalam az hadar kedusha shabbos. Velam zeki kol. Yisham midamus l'goyim. L'goyim, mokeshinim lovshim b'layla kihim osim yom b'layla. Right, because goyim starts in the daytime. So they only put on their special clothing for their special day in the day, not the night before. V'li das n'kadim b'dover chomor sh'morim sh'shabbos kosh maskim mayom v'sayim yom rishim b'boker v'hu ovom v'hu Hashem yichaper ba'ado. So the big day Shabbos, you have to make sure. Obviously, I mean, Baruch Hashem, we're zohir on this. Let's go to shul. If a person would go to shul, big day chol, he would look awkward. But that's the idea that Erev Shabbos has its own chashivas. Besides that, it's you're being mechin le Shabbos, etc. But it has own chashivas, his own kedusha or potential kedusha, because he could be mosif on chol. So it has all these halachas that we've been talking about of ma'at besuda and the idea of sleeping on erev Shabbos and the idea of and these and especially in these times we have to make sure not to. Now people are traveling less than they used to travel on Erev Shabbos. But a lot of times people, you get phone calls, that, you know, people are stuck in traffic and you know, to those halachas as well. And, you know, the Arachaim HaKadosh says, Shomru v'nei Yisrael asha Shabbos. Shomru means, what's the pasuk of Vayeshev? V'oviv shomar asa dover. So what does V'oviv shomar asa dover mean? So Rashi says, Himtin, he anticipates. Shomar means to anticipate, I'm waiting for this to come true. I'm anticipating, b'chil yoni naim, I'm waiting. So V'shomru v'nei Yisrael asha Shabbos means you have to wait and anticipate the coming of the Shabbos, just like we saw in the Arachaim HaKadosh, in the Rambam, that he's supposed to be Miyachal.
Rabib Shamar is Adavar. Rabib Shamar is Adavar.
Yeah. Rabib Shamar is Adavar.
Rabib Shamar is Adavar.
Correct, yes. In Parashat Vayeshev, the end of the first Aliyah. So you know, just like Yaakov, Aviv Shomer Sador, he's waiting for the Nevuah to come true. He was anticipating it. So this idea that, like the Rambam says, you're supposed to be waiting for Shabbos to come. You're already dressed, you're already waiting for Shabbos to come. So that's what the Arachaim HaKadosh says in Parshas Kisisa. V'shomru v'nei Yisrael asha Shabbos means like the Lashon of Aviv Shomer Sador. That you should be anticipating the coming of Shabbos. So that's an important yisod in Shabbos, is the mitzapeh, the mitzapeh for the Shabbos to come, like a guest is coming. So it's not good that you're just waiting. Problem is, in the society today, people are so busy. Now that people aren't, you know, even people aren't going to work, they're doing work from home. So this should help out in the Indian of, you know, you don't have to rush home. You'll already be home. All the time that you're saving are traveling. So you can be able to be more makvid on these halachas of Erev Shabbos. Hopefully, we're still waiting that we should get back to normal. But and still be able to go places on Erev Shabbos and still be mekayim this. But now it's a little bit easy, and that a lot of things could be a little bit more difficult. But in this regard, it's a little bit easier that you know, people are staying home on Erev Shabbos, so they're ready home for Shabbos already. People who normally would travel into the city from New Jersey and things like that are already there, so then they should take advantage and wash themselves early, and then be able to mimikayim this idea of you're waiting, you're already dressed, you're already waiting, and you're waiting for the Shabbos to come. And that's the Arachai Machadrish Pshad, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, Loshon v'aviv shomar asa dover. Okay, everybody, so tomorrow we'll start packing Yud Gimel. Okay, that's about, I think, believe a meat on Shabbos. Right, package Yud Gimel, and that tomorrow's Tuesday, then and Wednesday we'll have a little of that and the Chumash, and then Thursday I'm giving the Shir in Queens. You can, if you're interested in attending, we can. Elad can give you out the Zoom number. It'll be 11 o'clock at Queens, but again, you don't have to travel anywhere. You can just sit at home, wherever you are, and hear the Shir from Queens. It's going to be about about Sirif Laminion, how do you mitzarif people to a minion, things of that nature. Of maybe also about getting the question of getting an aliyah from afar. You know, in some shuls they give people aliyahs from their seat. You sit back in your seat, and we'll give you an aliyah. You don't even have to talk about staying home. You can talk about the stay in your seat. You can stay in your seat when you get your aliyah. You don't even have to come and what's the halakhic status of that. So there are a lot of interesting things of people are dealing with as well. Okay, so let me say hello to everybody. Akiva Pappers, nice to see you, and Moshe Carroll, and Roy Hertzfeld, and Michael Belolo, and Yehuda Shitras, Ramir Kesselman, Daniel Albert, and Yosef Katan, and Rav Harari, and let's see who else is here. Well, of course, Jacob Silberger, and Rav Ezra Hess, and Ezra Hagler, and let's see who else is here. And Dr. Presby, and Ilan Sasson, and Yoni Moisey, and Yitzko Carroll, and Nathan Bauer, and Rebecca Kessler, Yosef Katan, and Ferrari. Did I get everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, so we shall have a good day, and we'll, Be'ez Hashem, continue tomorrow. We see you after this morning.
You're going to be sending out a link to that...